Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
Virginia is one of 21 states where people can be prosecuted for negligent storage of guns. That's the law authorities in Orange are using to prosecute a Stafford Sheriff's recruit for leaving a gun in a place where a four-year-old was able to get it and accidentally kill himself. But William Pelfrey at George Mason University says Virginia has passive laws rather than active laws. He says states like Connecticut and Massachusetts require gun owners to take active steps to keep guns out of the hands of children.
Lock them up, keep trigger guards on them, keep ammunition in a locked place, those kinds of things. Then child access and subsequent deaths or injuries from child access to firearms would be dramatically prevented.
Philip Van Cleve at Virginia Citizens Defense League says it's a mistake to actively take away people's rights.
Somebody could yell fire in a movie theater to incite a riot, but we don't tape everybody's mouth shut as they go in the theater to make sure that they can't yell fire in case they want to do something like that.
Van Cleve says laws in this case are working the way they're supposed to. The adults who had supervision at the time are being charged with reckless handling and endangering the lives of children. I'm Michael Pope.